So we're going to start this class by tuning in, of course, even though it's a class on tuning in. So I'm going to ask you that you tune in just the way you're used to, and that you pay attention to how you feel within. And then we're going to talk about tuning in optimally and all the different styles you've heard and why. And then we're going to tune in again. And then you'll tell me if it will. But if it's the same experience, maybe you'll never tune in the same way again. At least that's what I hope. All right, so please bring the palms and hands together. I'm not going to tell you exactly where to place them. You'll see that in a minute. So just place them where you're used to. Inhale deeply. Exhale. Focus within. Press your sit bones into the floor and lift your chest up so that you have a straight spine. Inhale again deeply. Exhale. And now inhale deeply to tune in. We tune in, first of all, because Yogi Bhajan said that's what we have to do in order to start every class, in order to have permission to receive his teachings. That's what we have to do. So if that's all you're tuning in for, then that's fine. You can say words Om Namo Gurudev Namo 3 times, and you have permission to receive the teachings. But if you want to experience, if you want to be the tuning fork as opposed to using the tuning fork, and you want to experience what it's like to tune into the frequency of all these legacy of teachers that came before us and have that wisdom, if you suddenly not just want to ask for permission to download that wisdom, but you want to be a part of that chain, then you need to experience how it feels like to apply the technology to its fullest. How does that sound?
Good.
So, Shakti Bawa is one of the greatest teachers. She's actually Yogi Bhajan's first student. I think she and Guru Singh are twins. She's a little old. She talks about tuning in like dialing a phone number. And she says, you tune into a frequency of intelligence and you're summoning that particular frequency of intelligence. So if you want to reach, you know, your grandmother in Florida, you don't call the White House in Washington, for example. And that's her, that's how she equates. You use proper tones in order to get to the right frequency, mix with the right frequency. So, I got notes, because as a trainer, you actually forget everything you want to say because of the emotion. This is such a passionate, I have about 10 minutes to explain this to you before we do an actual meditation. And it could be a workshop of at least 2 hours. It is that profound. First of all, that first sound, Om, Yogi Bhajan said it took him 24 years to perfect the sound. So we're going to do what we can in, you know, 24 seconds times five, something like that. First of all, I'd like you to think about any mantra, any syllables, any, not as words, but as sounds, or syllables if you like, beats, but not as sounds. The meaning is important to a certain extent, but it's the least important. It's the vibratory frequency that it carries that you want to reach. So, Ong is like the gong sound. And I left on to uncover the gong. But basically, when you reach that Ong, you want to be the instrument, you want to be that resonance, that You hear that? As opposed to Om, that's a word. The other one's a sound. The other one's a vibration. So how does that happen? What's the difference? Well, the difference is where you produce the sound in your body and where you feel the air come out. That's number one. Number two is pronunciation. We'll get into that because, and pronunciation is not about, it's not like speaking a foreign language, really. It's really a technique because it has to do with the formation of your lips. Let's say you have loose lips on the Ong and it becomes Ong. That means ego, I believe. Yes. Well, it means something that's not at all what you're trying to say. It's the opposite of what you're trying to say. So it's not about pronouncing it right. It's about putting your, you know, a certain pressure on your lips so they're tight, so they're alert and present and participating. They're not just relaxed and not doing anything. So, that O is important. Now, every sound, especially mantra, has to start with the support of the navel point. So, everybody has an idea of where their navel point is? I mean, really, you're told that it's this little vortex of energy underneath your belly button, right? An inch to 2 inches. But it's really, if you bend over slightly, there's something that clicks it at some point. It clicks to prevent you from falling. There's something like, you know, it gets in, it engages. That's your navel point. And if you can slightly engage that, maybe at first you want to slightly pull the root lock really, really slightly to make sure you engage so that you don't push your sound. So it's not, I'm going to try to spare your ears. Oh! See, you just vibrate the sounds. You don't shout them. So it's engage your navel points and really let the sound vibrate you. They'll become louder as you get used to it. It doesn't have to be. So inhale and just go for it. Okay, now imagine the sound goes from your navel point, your lower back, your, you know, the root of your tailbone. And then it goes up, all the way up. You need to have a straight spine so it can go up the Sushumna, the central channel, and vibrate the beginning of the sound on into the back of the throat. Try that with tight lips so it's an O sound, another ah song sound. Inhale. Go ahead. Speaking to experience. Now repeat as much as you need. Really have it start at the base of your spine and get to the back of your throat. Now you can't think it, you have to try it. You have to actually do it. Now it's starting to happen. I hear it resonate, vibrate. And again, just do it as much as you need. It's beautiful. Okay. Now let's do one quick exercise just to wake up those resonators so that you resonate even more. Just hum, just and then change your pitch. So you should feel, the purpose of this exercise is not to sound like you're humming, is just to feel the little bubbles percolating in different parts of your body. So the lower you hum, you should feel maybe in your chest with a little bit of, you know, luck and getting used to it, maybe in your lower spine. And then as you go up, you could feel. So if I go, I can feel it here, a little bit here. If I go, and continue as needed. Just play with the pitch and just hum. Very good. Nobody's pushing. You're just vibrating really good. Just take a breath when you need to and play with your pitch. Humming. The greatest actors and singers all start their day with this simple, basic exercise. Try to play with a higher pitch so you can feel the resonance right here at the navel of your nose, your third eye, what we call the conch. And inhale, exhale. So now keeping that resonance without pushing, let's do the om again, just like you did, you know, with the O starting the navel, with the support of the navel point at the base of the spine, going all the way up the Sushumna, so you need a straight spine. And again, a straight spine is not, it's really just pressing down on your sit bones and lifting your chest. And then, once you did a beautiful O, you know, arriving at the back of the throat, and then take it, prolong the NG part of the sound, and put it right there, just like you did during this humming exercise. So it's OM. Pituitary gland that's inside of here, and I can't show it to you, but trust me, it's right there. So, inhale. Be the gong, really put all the energy, the focus right. resonate that sound. This is what opens, that's the key. It opens the door. All right, thank you. Now, let's go on to the Namo, because we don't have much time. So, Namo. You hear very often, Om Namo. Okay, and that's, I believe I know why that happened. Well, first of all, Yogi Bhajan came in, he had so, so much to download. He wasn't going to fine-tune every little thing, otherwise he would have taught 10 Kriyas. There is so much, so much. This is such an infinite technology that, like I said, just this one phrase we could stay on for hours and still not, you know, have the whole of it. So there is a recording by Narijan Kaur. Narijan Kaur is this great lady who is the one that gives spiritual names. And Gurudev says that she was the nod of Yogi Bhajan. She was the sound current of Yogi Bhajan. And she has this recording that you may listen to if we have time. And she goes, Om Namo Gurudev Namo. So I think that's between chanting and singing and speaking and tuning in. This is all very different technologies. And tuning it is even different than chanting. So chanting it, you can vary it. You can do your na and you can do your dev. But this is very specific. And why is it specific? Because on Namo, you want to have that dynamic of, I am bowing to. Nothing is a set meaning with Sanskrit word, Gurmukhi. They're concepts, they're open. So you need a page to explain each sound. Namo is I call on, I bow to, I revere, I summon. And so you have to recreate that reverence with the sound that you're producing. And the thing is, if you prolong the na to a point that it becomes na, N-A-A, then it becomes a different sound. Do you remember what that sound is? Sa, da, na, ma. Now, sa, da, na, ma, na is the part that is the destruction, the death, to enable the rebirth. But right now we're not destructing, we're not, we're calling on, we're bowing to, we're summoning, we're going up. It's just the opposite of what we're trying to reproduce. So the thing is, when you chant a mantra, especially when you're tuning in, you're not saying words, you're recreating energetically what you're saying, what you're calling on. You're becoming it, you're being it, you're putting yourself in that frequency if you use the technology to its utmost. But again, nothing bad's gonna happen if you tune in, if you just say the words. I mean, you pay tribute to what Yogi Bhajan asked, that we just ask for permission to download his teachings. But there is a whole world of experience, awaiting you if you, just like the Longing Conquerors, if you really try to apply the technology. So, Namo say, Om Namo, and you have teachers that go a little bit longer, but you don't want to go to the point, and you can feel it when you try it yourself. Namo. Okay, if I go longer than that, for me, I'm past that dynamic of bowing, so try it for yourself. Just try it. Om Namo. And just imagine that you're bowing with the utmost reverence. Om Namo. How is that? Do you feel a difference? So let's do the full thing. I mean, this first part. Om. Reproduced what Shakti Power created for those of you who might. As you can tell, the now is really short, right here. And then there's a little pause, that little thing here. It's not quite a breath, But it can be for those who, you know, don't have the lung capacity to do the whole thing in one breath, and sometimes when you're nervous, you can't. This is the place to take a little breath, but it's not a full breath. It's a little sip of a... And when you don't take your breath, when you have enough to do the whole thing in one breath, which is optimum, you still want to have in your mind a little bit of shunya, what we call zero. Just, Yogi Bhajan said, just before the Dave, just before that higher being, that transparent being, because it's non-physical, it's great, it's divine. Just that moment where you create a space to receive it. So, you know, it comes out differently each time, bless you. But just have that in your mind. If you don't need to take a little sip of a breath, a Guru Dev always takes a little sip of a breath, but if you don't need to, then mentally have a little moment of shunya, just like a receptacle for this divine being. And the Dev. The Dev is not, so there's the, I think, the East Coast Guru Dev, or sorry, they go up the stairs, and then here in the West Coast we go down, Dev Namo. There are no stairs. Look. Dev is prolonged, you know, the three white notes, and they're high, and then they come back down right with the rest of the notes. Because, again, you're recreating that divine being that's above, that's higher than anything. So you're not just saying it, you're actually vibrating it so you can be it, so you can experience it. So you don't come back down in steps from that. You that, and then you go back to, you know, bowing to it. So I'm going to try to do it in one go. Teachings with the wisdom of the golden chain. Shall we try? All right, so the last thing to add is on the Om. on the NG, you feel the air coming out of you at the level of your nose. And then on the Dev, it's the heart palate, which is hard for me to show you, but imagine. All right, inhale. Oh. It's not a stare, you know, there's no, it's that divine being, that greater, transparent, divine, back to, I bow to you. There is no middle ground. There's, the sky doesn't fall. It stays the sky. Should I try one last time? Inhale. Power is the same way too. Now, one last thing I should address. I know we didn't do meditation. One last thing I should address is why, you hear all these different versions and what does that do? I mean, does that mean this teacher is not doing it well and that teacher? Well, Yogi Bhajan, I didn't spend 40 years with him, but I did, study with him for 4 years. And he was an extraordinary being. And certainly as a yogi, as a master, there's just no words to describe. He had all the facets of the master. And all of us, whether, that includes you, we are just mere facets, a little facet maybe of him. And everyone has their, as a teacher, you bring what you are, what the divine has given you, and what the golden chain is using you for transmitting. And some people have a gift for tremendous inspiration. Some people have a gift for precision. That's why Yogi Bhajan, after several years, just said, okay, Guru Prem, you take care of postures now, and you take care of the nod, and you take care of pronunciation, and you do this, you do that. You'll find your niche. Not that, you're only good for one thing, but you have a special talent that make you shine. And Yogi Bhajan said we have to be 10,000 times greater than him. But we're still, in my view, we're only one facet, but we have to make that facet so shiny that it is 10,000 times greater, so that all of us as a pool of teachers, we become the master that he was, and we shine much, much brighter. How does that sound? Amrit Singh, I think it's time for me to introduce my friend and colleague, Guru Sensar. So we were supposed to meditate for 11 minutes, but, like I said, I'd rather impart, the technology of the Adi Mantra, the Om Namo, and then it's your choice how you want to do it. If you just want to pay your dues to come into class, do you want to create an altar? Do you want to be the teacher? Do you want to be? It's up to you. The tuning fork, or do you want to just use the tuning fork? Yes.
I was wondering. I've been to some Kundalini classes that they just chant Om Namo, Gurudev Namo, and then some classes, like you were saying, he also does the second part.
Yeah, the Mangalacharan. It's the other one is a great mantra that gives you a little bit of, puts you ahead of the curve of time and space. It's a great mantra to chant before you go on a trip, before you start the ignition on your car. And in a class, it's great because it puts you, again, you're not submitted to time and space. You create a little warp of time. So that's why. It is optional. For once, Yogi Bhajan said you can say it after the Om Namo. You don't have to. I like it.
Yes.
It's the Atgare Name. It's called the Mangarachan.
In between mantras, when you're going to repeat Om Namo, Gurudev Namo for the second time, where I practice, they say inhale through the parted lips, but I haven't heard anybody say that. So
no.
Does that matter?
No, you inhale fully.
But through the nose?
Through the nose. Okay. Through the parted lips is that little tilde in the middle, that little black, you know, that little, yeah, moment of shunya. That's when you have the opportunity to. You don't have to. You can do it. One breath is optimal, but you can take over.
But when you're going on to the second.
Yeah, no, I understood you. No.
Oh.
Full.
Through the nose.
Yeah. Anything else? Yes.
Is there a place in the book that, in the textbook that goes over something else?
Yeah, you have two. There's page 78, I believe, that talks about it. And there's, I'm sure you can find it. There's 34, maybe. And you also have Shakti Pawa's book, The Power of the Eternal, or something like that.
Flow of the Eternal Power.
Flow of the Eternal Power. Thank you, Adash, for always there. Yeah, she is so simple in her, the way she explains everything. She's so on. She's great. Yes?
Just a quick question about the sound of Na one more time.
Mm-hmm. It's Namo because you're calling. It's different than Na as, you know, the cycle of cycle of life. It's also not Na, N-A-H or N-A-A. It's really Na. It's really N-U-H. That's what you're looking for?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Up to Na, yeah. Anything else? And here's my beautiful friend and colleague, Kusansar. Yeah,
we go very long ways. And still going.
I remember very vividly when
Kalim, I was just going to say,
Kalim was not wanting to teach.
I took all my teacher's training saying, I will never teach. I'm just doing this as a healer. I'll never teach.
You go.
Now you're warned.